From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. After a nearly 11-hour hearing, Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee passed a bill early this morning allowing terminally ill patients to take medication to end their own lives. Benza Berkland has more.
Lawmakers heard from patients and people who'd lost loved ones about why the bill would ease pain and suffering at the end of life. House Judiciary Chairman Daniel Kagan says few things are crueler than facing imminent death, and he believes patients deserve a choice.
By saying, because of the society you live in, you cannot choose the manner of that death. To compound the cruelty, it's inhumane. It's terribly, terribly wrong.
Opponents, including Republican Representative Paul Lundeen of Monument, have moral objections and worry there aren't enough safeguards to protect patients.
The failure to defend innocent life is corrosive to society.
The committee did make several changes to the bill, including eliminating a requirement that physicians determine the cause of death to be the underlying illness. Some legislators felt that was dishonest because the life-ending medication should be the cause of death. The full House chamber will take up the bill next. I'm Benja Berkland at the State Capitol.
Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has made a wager with his North Carolina counterpart, Pat McCrory, over the outcome of this weekend's Super Bowl matchup in California. Should the Denver Broncos lose, Hickenlooper will send Colorado-made products to food banks and shelters in North Carolina, including Osprey backpacks and Pueblo salsa. If the Broncos win, shelters and food banks here will receive Butterball-made turkey burgers and turkey sausages. Both governors are expected to attend the game. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.